You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Did you know that persecution is actually something that's actually normal when it comes time to Christianity? When you stand up for your faith, persecution comes in. Well, it's happening on probably the greatest persecution in the world is taking place right now in North Korea under Kim Jong-un. And we're going to talk about that. As a matter of fact, I'm Greg Lancaster, and John Ramos is
Hello.
Here with me.
This is some serious days, aren't
it? It's very serious. You know, the tragedy was taking place just for being a believer. I believe if one person becomes a Christian, then they have second or third generation, like your mother and your grandfather gets sent to concentration camps or gulags.
You know, Open Doors Ministries deals with the persecuted church, and they do a report every single year. Mm-hmm. And North Korea is the number one place that Christians are being tortured, sent in gulags, prisons, starved to death. It's horrible.
Yeah, it reminds me, you know, real quick, like of Isaiah Ramos, where he had that prophetic encounter with Kim Jong-un, who's now the dictator over, and he's presenting himself as a god, and we'll talk about that. But he came, and he literally had a desire to persecute America, you know, what was happening there. And since President Trump came in, it just shifted everything. Thank God for the shift that's taking place. But let's go in and tell us a little bit about what's happening in North Korea.
Well, this is interesting because the Christian Post is reporting that there's this new short documentary film that exposes the challenges that North Korean Christians have endured in a nation where millions have never heard the name of Jesus. Can you imagine that? Never heard the name of Jesus. Despite severely repressive conditions, pastors and scholars are envisioning a future for this repressed nation. And so you remember when President Trump, for the very first time, had this ministerial to advance religious freedom? Mm-hmm. Well, they had a second one this year. This is pretty impressive. And they released this film called Humanity Denied, Religious Freedom in North Korea. It was produced by the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. And it showed really what is kind of taking place behind the scenes. Some of these people, you'll be seeing a piece of it today, but it's tragic, the things that they've had to endure. And it's like these little messages are finally getting out of this dark, hermit, non-connected kingdom state, if you will. One person saying that the situation in North Korea is absolutely dire. That's Olivia Enos, a policy analyst at Asian Studies at the Heritage Foundation. They report that North Korea is the worst place in the world for Christians and anyone of any faith in terms of oppression and human rights violations. So they go on to say that this 2014 commission report to the UN said that North Korea, people that have escaped into China and yet were repatriated, were asked two questions, namely, and they were, one, have you had any contact with South Koreans, or two, if they interacted with any Christian missionaries. Now listen to this. If they answered yes to either of those questions, they face severe repercussions like torture and imprisonment. Right. Think about this.
That's so fearful, Christianity. You understand, God is God. And when you are a Christian, His Son, Jesus, His Spirit lives inside of you. And the devil who sets up over these tyrants and these dictators, they're setting themselves up as God. We'll talk about that more in just a moment. And so when you come in as a Christian, it's two kingdoms being confronted.
No doubt.
Even China. China's scared of the church because their kingdom, they know that it's another kingdom coming in. I want to say two positive things before we go with this particular video here, is that one is Hank Kuhneman, right? He gave a prophetic word that the bamboo curtain between the family of North Korea and South Korea, it's the same family, Koreans, is going to come down. Cindy Jacobs prophesied that the dictator Kim Jong-un is coming down.
Out.
And also there is
Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela. Mm-hmm. Out, 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 she said.
There's another prophetic word about
Korea. Oh, yes. Another prophetic word. I believe Jonathan Welton shared this word, and I'll give you a piece of it. But basically that there was three principalities that were wrestling and basically had Kim Jong-un captive, and that what he received in a dream was that there were three prayer streams, three ministries that were called to intercede for Kim Jong-un, that he would be set free. In fact, the word was that he would be so free that he would actually apologize to the world for basically his bad behavior, his evil behavior, and that he would turn.
Right.
And so this is something that we should lean into and definitely pray, because there's 25 million people right now that have never heard the name of Jesus and are literally being tortured and starve to death.
And before we go to this video, I want you to know another prophetic word is that revival is coming to North Korea. It's going to be, you know, it's such a hermit kingdom. People just, you don't see what's happening, but people won't believe it. They'll have to go there to find out about this revival taking place. And if you go back, go there, we had on a previous program, it's like the 50s. Everybody's dressed like the 50s. Yeah. Everybody's orderly. I mean, it's amazing what it looks like there. But the people are being repressed. As a matter of fact, John, let's introduce this video now.
Yeah, we're going to see a short piece of this documentary, Humanity Denied, as you're going to be hearing firsthand accounts of a woman who actually left North Korea, went to China, and got brought back to North Korea, and some of the horrific things that she had to endure. She's going to give us a glimpse of this horrific, you know, a nation and what's being done. Take a look.
It's tragic.
The North Korean people are in such a bad economic situation. They don't have a good harvest, and there are people who starve to death. So I said that we should send rice using the sea tide because there are people who are starving and hungry. Then we decided to send the Bible. North Korean people do not know about the Bible. Because they had not seen and they have not heard, we started sending it. One out of every five families is connected with North Korean security. It's like the CIA or FBI of the United States. And when there are three or more people gathered, there is one spy there. In the midst of such deception, oppression, and poverty, there are those who dare to imagine a better life for themselves. For many defectors, however, the decision to escape proves to be a costly one. It became more difficult. I went through repatriation three times. During those times, I had been to prison and went through hardships. And I was repatriated in August 2002. Then I left North Korea in October. And I was in China until I arrived in South Korea. At that time, I was 3 months pregnant. Yet, the North Korean regime does not recognize as a citizen a child of mixed blood. So they forced abortion on female North Korean defectors who got pregnant abroad. I underwent a forced abortion, and the surgery was without anesthesia. It is by God's grace that I'm able to tell my story. The fact that the baby would not get a chance to see their mother but had to die in her body was very absurd. It broke my heart. So after losing my baby, I got to know God's heart. Many defectors are driven by their faith. For some, it is faith that began in North Korea. Others meet Jesus on the journey.
So powerful, you know, so powerful. You know, we're so blessed. You know, we're going to pray for our persecuted brothers and sisters. God says that we're supposed to pray and do everything we can to be able to rescue them.
Yes.
From them. We have a president right now that's dealing with the dictators of the world. That's the dictators repress and hurt and harm Christians and Jews across the earth. And so not to stand up and understand what's taking place. That's why you see this big, you know, assault coming against President Trump, because he's standing up for life.
Yeah.
You know, the baby in the womb, he's standing up for Israel, the apple of God's eye, and he's standing up for the church across the world.
I think about two things when I see things about North Korea. One is that, you know, how many times have we seen images and videos of the Holocaust? And we often say, where was the world? Where was the church when this atrocity was happening? And who allowed Adolf Hitler to do the evil things that he did, right? And so there was an outrage. So it makes me think, like, what is happening now? How can we remain silent?
Well, the New York Times was supportive of Hitler.
Yeah.
And they were supportive. They were supportive of all those moves that were going on.
Well,
I'm thinking
about more about the church and everyone else.
Quiet about,
you know, what were we doing?
Yes.
And I think about what Jesus said, whatever you've done to the least of these brothers of mine or haven't done, you've done to me. And so we have an obligation as believers, you know, especially believers in the West, to be engaged, to remember, to pray, and to do everything we can to see our brothers and sisters delivered and set free.
So I want to encourage you right now, put on your calendar, put on your task list, pray for your brothers and sisters in North Korea. Pray this prophetic word. You know, God looks for people who will agree with what he's saying over a nation, over a people. He's saying he's going to bring revival, but do you agree with it? Do you want it? Do you desire it? He's saying the bamboo curtain is going to come down, but do you want it? Do you agree with it? Do you repeat back to God his word so we're in agreement with heaven that his kingdom would come? He says that, you know, through a prophetic man that Kim Jong-un would actually come to his senses and he would repent for his behavior and he would apologize to the world. Do you agree with that? Do you agree with a denuclearized North Korea? This is something really to pray about and understand. We're at some pretty critical times happening in the earth right now. So I want to encourage you to do that right now. And now we're fixing to go to a break. We're going to come back in just a moment. But also follow us. Listen, this is the kind of truth we bring to you on a regular basis. This is what God wants us to do. He says, let the light shine in such a way that they see, you see what's going on, that you can connect to the Father, and that we can pray for freedom for the North Koreans, and he would get glory for that. So you can follow us, of course, on Spotify. Now we're there as our podcast. We're also on Apple and on Android. You can go to the stores there and find, you know, VFNKB's, VFNTV, you know, and download, like, and subscribe. That's so important because it gets us out even further. We even got into North Korea with our program. You know, countries around the world, it's amazing what's taking place. North Korea is under great persecution, and we want to talk about an author right now that wrote a book. He was there, right?
He was there. He was in prison.
He actually was there 15 years in prison?
He was sentenced to 15 years, but only served 2 years.
Tell us a little bit about him.
Well,
he wrote a book, right?
He did read a book. He did write a book. Mm-hmm. His name is Kenneth Bay. He's a North American pastor, and basically he's quoted as saying that the Kim regime sees religion as actually potentially threatening to his leadership. He was held actually in hostage from 2012 to 2014. He was arrested when they found out that he was a missionary. Now, he was told that he was trying to overthrow North Korea.
Yeah,
that's what they told
him.
They
always say that.
And for years, Bay had been leading teams in North Korea so they could visit as tourists but pray and worship while they were in the land. The North Koreans also told him that if one person came back and started an orphanage and 10 children became Christians, they will only multiply from there and present a threat to the nation. So this is what the government told him, okay?
Yes.
They said, we are not.
Multiply, church, multiply in Jesus' name.
This is what they told Kenneth Bay, an American North Korean pastor who went as a missionary and brought trips. This is what they told him. They said, we are not afraid of nuclear weapons. We are afraid of someone like you bringing religion into our country and use it against us, and then everybody will turn to God, and this will become God's country, and we will fall.
That's power.
Think about that. Yeah. They already know.
Well,
even
the remnants of that right now in America, where for some reason they have to put themselves against Israel and the church and Christianity, because, you know, in the Constitution is representing God. Our founding fathers represented in regards to acknowledge God. Our founding documents, you know, we can't even put up, the Bible is one of the founding documents of America. And when we actually mention that, they edit that out of our programs. They won't let
it
go out.
The name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
Can't bring Jesus up anywhere.
In the name of Jesus.
Think about that. You can say any name of any false god, any religion, but if you mention the name of Jesus, it has to be removed. You're persecuted. You know, religious tolerance, of course.
But it means we need to bring it up and bring his name up more, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. North Korea actually is fearful of Christians. So listen to this. He was sentenced to 15 years in hard labor and was sent to a North Korean labor camp. He was ultimately released in 2014. But I heard him speak in an interview, and he shares that he was malnourished. He had to go to the hospital. He worked 10 hours a day. He wasn't beaten, but he was definitely involved in forced labor. And they kept psychologically torturing him by telling him, you're forgotten. Nobody knows about you. You're going to die here. And he authored a book called Forgotten. And God told him that he didn't forget him, nor has he forgotten the 25 million North Koreans that are enslaved, basically, in this.
And when you understand, when they're sitting rice in those bottles, in the Word of God, but the rice, that the people that are held in prisons there, they actually have animals that they're supposed to maintain, and the animals pass their waste, and they dig for seeds and grain in the animal waste so they don't eat. They're literally starving so bad that their bodies do not even hold the food. Your body doesn't function right. Their end of the digestive system just pours out on the ground. And so to have a whole ball of rice come is literally a feast for those that are in North Korea that's under that kind of bondage and that kind of struggle, especially right now, you know, where when boycotts are, is happening, trying to tell them you cannot have nuclear weapons. You can imagine somebody like that having nuclear weapons, right? They treat their people so bad. So right now we got to pray that that works quickly and that the people get freed from this tyrant so they can all be fed. And they've been literally shrinking. But also, I think about Otto. You remember Otto, that he was there as a student from California, that he ripped the poster off the wall while he was there. They did the same thing to him. They literally killed the young man. He's in his 20s.
Yeah.
They went there. They put him through all that stuff and just beat him. He couldn't even hardly walk. He didn't even make sense. He was looking down. And President Trump got him home in time only to die in his parents' arms. Mm. I mean, it's tragic. This is what's happening to Christians all across North Korea. And it's if one person just makes one sly remark or something just not even appropriate, what they would consider appropriate, they literally have that person eliminated. They have them, you know, killed when you think about what's happened in North Korea.
Well, Kim Jong-un is God to them. He's told them that. Yeah. And they have, we will show you, they have monument statues, I think 25, 40 feet tall, made of themselves. And they're supposed to be happy every time he shows around and clap and all these different things. These people have been absolutely tortured.
Right.
But he continues to write that in Pyongyang, I believe that's like their capital, it used to be known, believe it or not, North Korea, the Jerusalem of the East. You're actually...
Look at 5160. Look up here, 5160. It's North Korea is not a country. You can see it right here on your screen. It's 5160. North Korea is not a country where Christians are being persecuted. It is a country where Christians are being eliminated. Mm. The total elimination is taking place of the Christians right there, correct?
Yeah.
And if you're a Christian, right, they're going to do what? They're going to kill you, and they're going to kill your parents. They actually touch you, your children, your parents. They go up generations. They're trying to snuff out any belief system that's right there.
Yeah. I mean, they have this saying or something they call, like, you probably can't pronounce it correctly, but it means self-reliance. And Pastor Bay says that in 1960, they deliberately removed the name of Jesus off of everything, everywhere in that nation.
Right.
And he believes, because Jesus says in the scriptures, that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one can come to the Father except through him. That's an audacious, bold claim, because it's true. Yeah. And they took Jesus at his word. They actually removed his name everywhere in the country.
We got to see this next video. I want you to see the rest of this documentary on the how they're coming against humanity there in North Korea. Let's go there now.
The first time I met God was when I came to China. It was a time of tremendous wandering for me. When I was in North Korea, I never heard of the word church. I did not know what church was about, and I had never heard the word Jesus Christ. In North Korea, I was brainwashed by the ideology of Kim Sung and Kim Jong-il. We all worship the idols of Kim Jong-sung and Kim Jong-il, not God. We all worship the idols of Kim Sung and Kim Jong-il, not God. We worship Kim Sung and Kim Jong-il as God. Whenever I was sent to prison in North Korea, the first two questions they always ask during interrogation are if one had contact with any South Koreans, and the other one is, had one been to church? These are the questions they always ask. I went through such a hard time in there. I was thinking that I would be dead and that my life was ending like this. After learning about the gospel, I learned the very important fact. When one follows the guidance of God and trusts in Him, no matter what hardships they go through, they live in the protection of God and they will be blessed. Despite the threat of violence, the people of God in North Korea continue to practice their faith. Their brothers and sisters in South Korea yearn for their freedom to openly believe and for their numbers to increase. There are underground churches built in North Korea even now, which are not known by North Korean regime and many North Korean people. There are people worshiping there. I saw how North Koreans believe in Jesus. I saw how the providence of God was affecting North Korean believers. I had no idea about the existence of underground churches, so it was very surprising for me. So living with faith in North Korea means risking one's life. There are people worshiping in the mountains, along rivers, and in the field while working in groups of two or three. I have family back in North Korea. My relatives, friends, and all my dear ones are there.
It's so powerful to see all that persecution that the church is still meeting and thriving underground. It's just mesmerizing. I think, wow, I'm so thankful for the church there. But you have to see how they set themselves up as a god. Take a look right here. This is Kim Jong-il and his father. And they're sitting there, and you see the people bowing down. You have to approach them a certain way, these statues. You have to bow down to them all over the country. They had them set up as a god. The reason why they fear Christians is because we serve a King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a kingdom of God. We pray that His kingdom would come. His will be done. So when you're a Christian, you're literally showing up and men and their kingdoms sweat you. They fear you because they fear God in you because they know that your kingdom will win. And so it's a battle between kingdoms. Well, understand this, that we're with our brothers and sisters in North Korea. We can pray for them. We can pray that His kingdom would come, God's kingdom would come to North Korea, and that it would advance through the body right there. And all of a sudden, the kingdom, as prophesied, of Kim Jong-il, Kim family, will just fall. And all of a sudden, those statues will fall. The day I just decree and declare now in the name of Jesus, those statues are going to fall in Jesus' name. Amen. And the cross is going to arise in North Korea, and His name is going to be glorified. Agree with me now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Listen, we want to hear from you. Write to us, comment below. We want to hear your thoughts. This is very exciting. Pray below. Comment your prayer below so that they see that and it gets out to them. I want to pray with you right now. It's so important. We want to pray for the persecuted church. Father God, we pray right now, Father God, for the church, the persecuted church. God, send your angels to free them, God. Break them out of chains, God. Free them up,
yes, Lord.
Take down these dictators, God. God, we ask you now in Jesus' name, advance your kingdom, God. Break the families out of the gulags. Break them out of the prisons, Father God. Let these babies live, Lord God. Feed them, Lord, food. Lord God, the nuclear weapons would leave out of North Korea, Father God. We just ask this in your mighty name, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask you, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. And we'll see you in the VFNKB community.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFN-KB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.